We are doing Tayag Mitzvot, and we've been going in the order of the year, and we're up to the Ben HaMetzarim, the period between Sheva Asar B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, when our sages instituted, we're supposed to take time during the day to weep over the destruction of the temple during those 3 weeks. And as they begin, a person should accept upon himself, without a vow, that every day, about midday, he's going to take some time to lament the destruction of the temple. Before Tisha B'Av, a person should say, I'm accepting upon myself to fast tomorrow. And the fast of Tisha B'Av is like a biblical fast of Yom Kippur, where we stop eating when it's still daylight. We don't wait till sunset to stop eating. And we accept upon ourselves the inuyim, the sufferings, I guess, that our sages instituted as lamenting the destruction of the temple, and we're lamenting the murder of the righteous. Chazal aligned it with the pasuk in Isaiah and Yeshaya, Sisu ita masos kol amitabelim aleha, that the prophet says, whoever wept over the destruction, whoever lamented, mourned the destruction of Jerusalem, should rejoice with it when it would be rebuilt. And Chazal said, whoever takes time to mourn Jerusalem's destruction will merit to see in its rebuilding. But whoever doesn't, won't. So when a person accepts the rabbinic institution of Tisha B'Av, so then he's in fulfillment of the biblical obligation to accept the rabbinic institutions. There was a custom to fast 40 days before the fast, of Yom Kippur. There was once a custom that all of the month of Elul people used to fast. So if a person is going to do that, he should say, I'm accepting myself upon myself to fast from now, the month of Elul, through Yom Kippur, just like Moshe Rabbeinu fasted those 40 days till we gained a final atonement. And a person in doing that is hoping that he will have kapara, God will forgive him. And that's a fulfillment of the mitzvah of tshuva, that the Torah says, v'itvadu et avonam, that a person has to confess his sins before God. In Judaism, we don't make confessions to the rabbi. Confessions are to Hashem, between man and God. And the pasuk says, v'shavta ad Hashem elokecha, the Torah says, return to Hashem, v'ata tashuv v'shamata b'kol Hashem. So all these things are really a fulfillment of the biblical obligation of tshuva and the rabbinic institutions of these days. Whoever fasts otherwise, it's better to, some people fast and then take a break and then fast and then take a break. So a person, again, should accept upon himself whatever he's accepting. Before the day of Rosh Hashanah, a person says, I'm preparing myself to rest on this day. That's a fulfillment of the biblical obligation to rest on the first of the seventh month, the first of Rosh Hashanah, not to do any work on this day. And that's a biblical asay and a biblical los asay. The Torah says, Yelachem Shabbaton should be a day of rest. That's the saying. It says, Kol lecht avda lo ta'asu, biblical prohibition from doing work. We mentioned the sanctity of the day in prayer and in kiddush and in benching, which is a fulfillment of the rabbinic institution of mentioning the sanctity of the day, a fulfillment of the biblical commandment to do the rabbinic institutions. We'll do